happy Monday to you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the key person. This is where I introduce the topics or the questions, and you take it away with your calls, your comments, your lived experiences. And so this is a wonderful platform for us to come together as the lay faithful and share and grow. And hopefully when we're finished with this very brief, very quick hour in Catholic radio, we're a little bit changed. We're a little bit closer to God. So here's the question today. Do you care about others? I'll ask it again. Do you truly care about others? Or let's really fess up here, okay? Or sometimes do we just care about ourselves? Do you care about others? Do you have that empathetic way or that sympathetic tone or that loving, caring nature? Do you care about others? Now, maybe you're in a profession like a nurse or a doctor or a caregiving position, where you are in that environment on a regular basis. Why? Because you actually want to be there. You absolutely genuinely love taking care of others and nourishing others with your presence, with your services, with your expertise. Okay, it's very interesting how we look at this, because we can say we care about each other. We can say, you know, I truly love you. But maybe we just care about that person, or maybe we don't, or maybe this is just, we're just saying the words and not really have anything behind them. So let's talk about it today. And if you don't want to out yourself, I understand. I totally understand that. Although on Take Two, we're very transparent. We put everything out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm going to ask you to be really honest about this. And if you don't want to use your first name, use a confirmation name or a name that I said, I've always said that you wished your parents had given you. Okay, and you can call in. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. This is the start of the week, so we need full participation. Start of the work week, usually. So that we need full participation, and here is the number. Answer the question. Do you truly care about others? And tell us. Give us some details about that. What line of work you're in, you know, maybe a situation that happened with your parents or a special needs child. It's really, we really want to cover this from all angles. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I do need your help with this topic, because I can actually talk a lot about it because I am in life coaching ministry. It's called Stand Tall. You can always find us at standtalltoday.com, and you can get a free consultation there. In the life coaching work that we all do as coaches, we come across clients that they really are distrusting of other people and their motives and the way they interact, even their own spouses. It's happening quite frequently now. And so we really wanted to ask the question deeply, if we're showing that kind of genuine care for others, you know, those spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Do you demonstrate that? Do you feel it? Do you even know what they are? I mean, this is really important topic we're going to discuss today, because think about it. If we would have more of these discussions, we could actually change the culture. We could actually influence the world. But the problem is these topics are not being discussed, and it's unfortunate. But the good news is we have the opportunity here on Take Two. So if you call in and you share your take on this, we can definitely learn and grow together. So do you really and truly care for others? I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes you get into a little bit of a selfish mode and you're just worried about yourself, right? I mean, it's just kind of human nature. You just worry about yourself and you're like, yeah, I do care, but I'm not going to overextend myself. I got to take care of myself first, right? Did you ever have that situation? I know there were times in my life where you start to feel like, I've got to worry about myself. I can't be doing this. But I will tell you that when you're in the midst of something like that, when you do step out of yourself and you give to others and you're in service to others, that is the best way to heal and grow from any experience. So you see where we're going to go with this. The phone lines are just starting to light up, so you have room for you. I really want to hear from you. Again, you do not have to be Catholic. Maybe you just got in the car and you just happened onto this station and you're like, what is this? Is this? Is this live? Do I get to call in? Why do they care what I say? We do care. See, we care very much. And that's the point. We really want to drive this home with folks today. Do you care about others? 833-288-3986 is the number to call. And let me just relate that to Catholic radio. We're in the midst of fall pledge drive season, and so many of the affiliates are having their fall appeals to go to their listeners to ask for support because their listeners supported Catholic radio. And if your local Catholic radio station comes to you, please consider giving. Because if you truly care about others, you will give to Catholic Radio, because that's the mission of Catholic Radio, to go right to souls, reaching more souls with the gospel message of Jesus Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you see where I'm going with this? If we really say we care, we've got to show up. It can't just be like lip service. I guess you can if you want to. I mean, you have your own free will, but it's not going to do any good. People really and truly can sense when somebody is genuine and authentic, or when they're just saying the right words and they really have nothing behind it. They're very, very shallow. And so let's go deep today. Do you care about others? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I need you to think about it for a second. And if you feel the prompting of the Spirit, we believe that is the Holy Spirit, and please say yes and pick up the phone and dial in. We have a lot of first-time callers. We have a lot that are not Catholic that call in. We have a lot of young folks. We have kids that call in. Maybe you want to talk about it. Maybe you're somebody that's kind of young, like 12 or 13 or 14 years old. Ask your parents if you can call in. I'd love your take on this. We're the mystical body of Christ, so let's do this together. Do you care about others? That's the topic today on Take 2, 833-288-3986. Please call in. Do you care about others? That's the question I'm asking today on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. I need your help on this because we really want a robust discussion so that we can learn and grow together. So we're going to get to John in just a moment in Salt Lake City, Utah. But John, hang on just another minute. The EWTN Warriors Rosary. EWTN has a very special rosary for you, the EWTN Warriors Rosary. This truly unique and custom rosary is made of semi-precious blue and solid sodalite gemstone beads. The Our Father medals are shields with the images of Our Lady of the Angels, St. Clare of Assisi, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Isidore of Seville, St. Maximilian Kolbe, and St. Francis de Sales. Wow, that is a powerhouse team. The center medal has the EWTN Global Catholic Global Catholic Network logo over the shield and crossed swords on the front. Oh, that is such a nice feature. I love this rosary. And Our Lady of Mount Carmel and a kneeling warrior being knighted on the back. The two-toned crucifix is in the shape of a two-inch sword. It arrives to you, it's gift box. Oh, this is perfect for Christmas, with information pamphlet. Available now at EWTNRC.com, free standard shipping, online orders $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. I am going to get that rosary as a gift. I know exactly the person to give it to. That is so cool. Okay, we are going to, let's get to actually our first caller. We're going to get to Catherine. Catherine's from South Carolina on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the program. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, we got to you first. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I think that the question was, do you care about others? And I dialed in. I feel like I care a lot about other people. I am a nurse, but I hadn't always been a nurse. I remember when I was in college, my first degree was in math. I remember one time there was this lady, and she was an older lady, and the sidewalk was very uneven, and she tripped, and she fell, and she hit her face on the street, and her nose was bleeding,
mm-hmm.
and there was blood everywhere, and a lot of people just avoided the situation, and just left this old lady just bleeding, like, all over. Her family, I think, drove off to get help, but she was just laying bleeding in the street. And so me and this other woman, we kind of helped her, and kind of, I think we got cloth. She had stuff in her pocketbook, like a handkerchief or something, and it was a long time. It was over 10 years ago. I was probably, I don't know, 20 at that time. And we kind of helped her and, like, took care of her. I used to live in Madison, Wisconsin. We had a lot of homeless people, and I used to stop and talk to them. I'd get out of my car. I'd walk to them. I would kind of, I'd buy them a meal, and I'd sit and talk to them and ask them, like, kind of why were they in the situation they were in, and kind of try to do what I could for them and then pray for them. And I would get to know them. I'd visit them maybe once or twice a month and kind of help change their circumstances if I could. I've cared a lot about other people, and then eventually I became a nurse, kind of, because I realized I had a caring spirit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It must have really bothered you when you saw everybody not assisting that lady that was bleeding. You know, I will say, though, I mean, to give people a little bit of a pass on this, when there is blood, I think it freaks people out, don't you think?
Because that's not even the first time. There was not the only time. Like, there was another time, the day my nephew was born, there was a lady in the hospital parking lot. She cut her leg on the car door, and she was bleeding everywhere, and people ran away, and they get very afraid of blood. I don't. I know people might have diseases, but most don't, and you need to take care of them. Like, I don't know. You just do.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful that you were prompted to be a nurse. You know, I don't know how often you listen to the program, but I've said it many times. I personally think that nurses and teachers are going to get a high place in heaven just because you go the extra mile for people. I know that because I've been in the hospital. Unfortunately, I've had serious situations happen with cancer. And the nurses were always there for me completely. I mean, if I didn't have the nurses, I don't know what I would have done. I think I would have climbed up the walls. I mean, thank God for the nurses that truly care and love their job. So you were motivated, excuse me, you were motivated to become a nurse because of what you have seen, but then also what was inside of you, Catherine. I love that. Are you fulfilled? Are you happy in your work?
I am. I'm not working right this second. I was actually in the hospital last month, so I know what you mean. But I'm ready to go back. I am fulfilled when I'm working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to pray. I put you in the book, Catherine. We're going to pray. So you're obviously looking for another position, right?
Well, no. It's just I was in the hospital.
Okay. But you're okay now?
For the most part, it was kind of a weird thing, but for the most part, yeah, I think.
Okay. Well, I put you in the book anyway because you're part of the family. So.
Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing today. You just got ahead of John right there. I thought John was first, but you slipped right in, but you set the tone for the discussion. And I think it's perfect. And I'm so glad we had a nurse call in because I think when you think of the word care immediately, I think so many of us can go to think of a nurse. Absolutely. So thank you, Catherine, so very much. So now I'll get to John. John's from Salt Lake City, Utah. And by the way, you can jump in if you have something to say about this. Do you really care about others? Maybe you're in a situation where you're living with somebody like your kids are in the home or, you know, your spouse, your parents, and you're thinking, okay, I'm forced into a caregiving role. I do care, but this is really difficult. There's every which way we can tackle this. Okay. So let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. Okay. John from Salt Lake City, Utah. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Go right ahead, John.
I'm mainly concerned about a gal named Sarah Huff that called in on Trending with Timory. And if you can have your readers or listeners call in and tell them how I get a hold of the information about her. She talked about being recruited by the KGB to spread lies about the Catholic Church in Brazil and to promote abortion and feminism. And so her name is Sarah Huff. If somebody is listening and would like to give you that information and how we can get her on, she is extremely important. She's talked about how the KGB...
Okay, but John, okay, so John, that's one thing you wanted to share, but I think you also wanted to share about how you care enough about other people, how you evangelize. Could maybe we talk about that? I think we made a note. I had our producer make a note of what you shared.
Yeah,
earlier.
Great. Okay, sorry about that. I just got really carried away with that.
Yeah,
but
that's
anyway,
okay. That's okay. It happens all the time on live radio, but we want to try to stay focused only because we have a worldwide audience. Go right ahead, sir.
Is to have the hear Shroud of Turin on YouTube by Spitzer, and then copy that, write it down, and put it in to talk to people in the laundromat. That's what I do. I go in the laundromat and ask them if they heard of the Shroud of Turin. I got about 50%. And what happens is you get really good conversations with people, and you can tell them that Shroud of Turin is accurate, and I tell them about my miracles, and they begin to tell me about their stories. And so I listen to them, which is important, and then we begin to share a little bit about how they can ask Christ to come into their life.
So you evangelize when you're in a laundromat or someplace where you're meeting the people, so you have time, and then you start to share, right? You feel free to share?
Yeah. They're just sitting there watching their clothes go around.
Yeah,
so I
know.
Them, hey, that's a good question.
No, I know what you're saying, because I actually know another person, a dear friend of mine. He does the same thing at a laundromat. He actually uses it as a great time to evangelize, and it's beautiful. Well, and see, that shows that you care about other souls. That shows that you're willing to take that, you know, you're willing to take that step to really connect with others. And I do think, now believe me, it's not like at the same level as Mother Teresa when she would pick up the sick and dying and she would care for them. It's not obviously that's very extreme and absolutely beautiful. But even when we connect in just a regular situation like a laundromat or a grocery store or a coffee shop or something of that nature, it shows God that we truly care about other souls. And when we do that, we are living out what he commands us to do. And that's very, very important. So don't underestimate that. I don't think you do, John. I don't think you think lightly of it at all. I think you take it seriously. And I wish more people would take it as serious as you do, because I think every chance we get when we meet other people, if we can leave them feeling better about themselves and God, that is a good thing. In fact, that's what Mother Teresa used to say. So really, John, you're doing a good work out there. That's considered ministry. And that's kind of like an organic form of ministry. It just goes out there and you connect and you see where it's going to go. And I think that God can work through that in wonderful ways. So God bless you, John.
Are you there? Maybe I can add to this. The important thing of Karen has recently shown that Christ resurrected. There's a quite right angle spectrometry that they did on the shroud, and they found that it took thousands of watts to put this thing across on the paper. And if they want to really get into this, it proves Christ resurrected. And that's what I want. I want to let people know that he's alive and real. And that's the way I do it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating, the Shroud of Turin. I've always been a big promoter of the Shroud of Turin in religious education. So it's really amazing how people are converted after they understand and appreciate the Shroud. Oh my goodness, I am a little bit under the weather today. But John, thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day in gorgeous Salt Lake City, Utah. I just wanted to say to our listeners, just as a side note, I think the prettiest not necessarily airport, but flying in the prettiest city is Salt Lake City, Utah. It is so gorgeous to fly in with the mountains on both sides. It's a little bit of a rocky landing, I will tell you that, but I just used to love, that used to be my area for Catholic radio in community relations. way back in 2010. And I used to get to fly to Salt Lake City all the time, and I loved it, although it was very bouncy going into the airport. But it was just majestic and a little slice of heaven there. Absolutely gorgeous. Okay, John just freed that phone line, did a great job. Catherine did as well. Now I need to hear from you. Okay, here's the question again. I'll hit the reset button if you just tuned in, because I know some of you are just getting on YouTube. Hi, guys. Happy Monday to all of you. The question is, do you care about others? Do you care about others? Could you please call in and, you know, you don't have to be, it's not a prideful thing. It's not like, oh yeah, I care about others. I help everyone. I give them money. I stop on the street corner. I talk to them. It's not about being prideful and sharing to the world. What we want to know is the depth of how much people care. Okay. So like Catherine shared, you know, that was disturbing that this lady had hurt herself, and here people, instead of rushing towards her, they went away. They went away from her. Okay, that's very, if you look at that, now I understand the sight of blood, you know, really does creep people out. I understand that. But come on, somebody, you know, you obviously see somebody injured, and you really, as Christians, we should definitely, you know, either stop or and help if we can, or pray, or do something to make the situation better. So you see where I'm going with this. So do you care about others? Please weigh in on this topic. Don't sit this out, and don't think somebody else is going to do your Monday morning request that I'm asking you to call in, because I really and truly need to hear from you. Let's go to YouTube, and Georgia, I'm waving right there, says, when I care for people, I do it for Jesus. He is there in the person. Sometimes the Holy Spirit reveals himself to me when it's genuine. When it's genuine. Okay. This is important. Okay. What Georgia just said, it got clipped a little bit right there. This is the Mother Teresa ministry I'm talking about. I'm talking about being Christ to others and seeing Christ in others. So being Christ to others. So being present and being Christ-like, and then seeing Christ in others. That's very, very important. That is the deep, deep soul-to-soul ministry I'm talking about. Georgia, you were spot on. You said, I care for people, and I do it for Jesus, and it reveals so much to you in a genuine way. I love that. Betsy on YouTube says, I feel that I truly care about others. It's hard, though, because the culture is so self-centered and cold. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, I just got the YouTube comment fixed. It says, Georgia was saying, when my love is genuine, when my love is genuine. Okay, so perfect. If you're doing it from your heart, just remember this, folks, that God sees everything, and God recognizes what comes from the heart. That's what's key. So we can go through the motions. We can try to say, well, I am a great Christian. I'm going to do this because this is the right thing to do. But if it's not coming from the heart, so like Georgia was saying, if it comes from the heart, it is very much recognized by God. Remember that. That is key. So go into your heart and see if you're really doing this for the right reasons, if you're really caring about others for the right reasons, or do you just feel like it's an obligation and you have to? So guys, you see where I'm going with this. This is great. This is starting to form a really great episode of Take Two. I love you guys so very much. Please fill the phone lines, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Do you truly, from the heart, care about others? I'll be right back. See, now you guys are getting the scoop here. You're so cool. Now you're picking up where I planted the seeds. We started the conversation, Catherine and John and Georgia and the others. You're coming in strong, and now you guys are going to take this to the next level. I can feel it because we've got almost full phone lines. There is a couple open phone lines, though, for you, 833-288 3986. Now you're getting going with your Monday. Thanks, you guys. Congratulations is going out to our great EWTN radio partner, Divine Mercy Radio, with stations in English and Spanish in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, is celebrating 9 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Melissa Savage and her team at Divine Mercy Radio from your friends here at EWTN. Way to go, guys. This is so awesome. Okay, do you really care about others? So let's go to Angel. Oh, I also wanted to thank our other YouTube folks going strong. Betsy and the others, keep the comments going and share this YouTube because it's very important. You can help others with the, if you share, people will listen, okay? Sometimes people are not tuned into the radio. They're not on YouTube. They get busy. They're not sure what topics are really interesting and could really help them be a better person and a better Christian. So if you share it with others, they're gonna listen. I know because I share episodes all the time with friends and they'll text me back and they'll say, thank you so much. This was so good. I'm glad you shared it with me. So share the YouTube, please, if you think it's of value. Angel from Perrysburg, Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Oh, hi, my darling. You know, I love you so much. You're so tenderhearted. Aww. And I can feel the tears in your voice.
Aw. Thank you. I do care about others. I think I think too much at times. I really do because I have to pull back a little. So, but thank you. But I will tell you, yeah. I feel the same about you. You've got a genuine deep heart.
Well, I want to keep asking everybody to continue praying for our military men. It's savage out there. It's so brutal that mm-hmm. we don't understand 90% of what's happening to our men. And the foundation of our country is really at stake in this next election. And we are going to suffer if we let our men suffer because we need them desperately. And I think we should all try to care more for our military men. The American Red Cross, the Red Cross around the world can't do enough. UN can't do enough. There's a lot of suffering. And we need to help them. And I'm trying so hard. Yeah. And I would just like everybody to pursue their conscience and say, hey, this is important to us. You know, these men are important to our lives.
So you're talking about the men and women that serve in the military.
It's like you said, it's brutal. People don't understand 90% of what they go through. A lot of them don't have a lot of family to count on. A lot of them that go in don't have family at all that enlist, and so they pretty much survive on their own.
Mm.
It's really difficult emotionally for these men, and psychologically and physically, because I really believe that our country is in a downward spiral if we don't stop this.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I hear exactly what you're saying, and I agree with you. I think we need. I think the Archdiocese for Military Services does a fabulous job at really supporting the men and women that wear the uniform and protect our freedoms. But I will tell you, we live in a culture, as you know, we live in a culture that is very self-absorbed, doesn't really care much about other people's problems or what everybody else is doing. They just care about where they're headed in it. And that's a problem. That's the reason why I think we need Catholic radio now more than ever to get out there and to convince people and convince people in a way that proves that they have something to they should long for. And that is heaven. And if we, and I've said this many times, Angel, if we don't imagine heaven enough, if we don't focus on heaven enough, we can get so stuck in this world and think that this world is everything. We need to be focusing outside of this world and focus on where our soul is going to go for all of eternity. And if we can do that, it circles back, in my humble opinion, it circles back and it makes us more empathetic, sympathetic, caring people. What do you say to that?
Oh, absolutely. I try to receive communion every day. Unless I'm unconscious, I don't miss. I don't care if it's 40 below. I'll be the only one in church with the priest. And I have gone 30 or 40 miles each morning to get to a Mass, because when you receive Jesus Christ into your body, you become transformed, and you transform hundreds of lives as you pass around, go past people. They will feel what you're feeling. you feel the empathy of Jesus Christ, and you feel, you understand, you have one foot here and one foot there, because mm-hmm. we're not going to be here forever. Our eternal home is not here. Right. And a lot of people think, well, if they get the furniture or the house or the kids in a better school, that's not what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's all fleeting. Well, you're right, and you're moved with compassion. You have those Christ-like tendencies. The more you receive Christ, so Christ inside of you ends up radiating out into the world. That's exactly, we just celebrated the feast of Carlo Acutis on Saturday. That's exactly how that young man, when he went out into the world, because he received Jesus every single day, and he went to Mass, and he did a holy hour before Mass, he did a holy hour after Mass, so three hours for a young kid. And he went and he radiated that out into the world. So he was really acting like Christ out in the world. Isn't that awesome? And he was young. He was only 10, 11, 12, 13 before he passed.
The spirit of Jesus Christ was with him, guiding him. And my son was very holy. He died suddenly. Well, he had cancer, but he died in a very unusual way, but he had Christ in him. Night and day, he read the Bible, mm-hmm. and he lived it. He lived it. And if you live it, you become joyful. And people feel it, and they want it, because there's so much depression right. and anxiety and the feeling of loss of control over the government, over the lifestyle, over the prices of things, over our children. And it all amounts to one thing. Show up for Jesus Christ, and he'll be there for us.
Amen. Amen.
He'll take the wheel. He'll take the wheel.
Yeah. Father Delindo Rutolo, the Surrender Novena. Yeah, Jesus, take the wheel. Absolutely. Angel, you're awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. And we've got everybody again in the prayer book, all our military men and women. Thank you so very much for keeping us reminded that we need to definitely pray for those that are in active duty. We want to move to Janine. Janine is in Miami, New Mexico on Sirius XM 130. I need to ask you a question, Janine, before you get started. Is it difficult in Miami, New Mexico, because you always have to say, no, we're not Florida? Do you have to do that all the time? I'm just curious.
Well, yes and no. There's not a lot of people around here.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, it just kind of, but yeah, a lot of people, well, strangers will ask about that. I usually will preface it with New Mexico to make sure that they get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Go right ahead. Thank you for calling.
Well, okay. I have two things I kind of wanted to share after listening to some of your other callers. One, I'm a retired teacher. I'm 76 years old, but during the summertime, I work at a camp. And this summer, my direct supervisor, who happened to be like 87 years old, just kind of a little grumpy. And I am the type of person who I help people. I mean, I just do it without even thinking. If something needs to be done, I'm going to jump in there and do it. I do a lot of volunteer work. I mean, it's just who I am. So the first time I tried to help this lady, she snarled at me. She said, I'm not one of your grandkids. Okay. So I kind of backed off. Next time I tried to help her do something, you don't need to help me. I can do this myself. So I just kind of made it my goal, because I realized what the summer was going to be like, that my goal that summer, and I'm going to use a false name, my goal that summer is to help Sally. And so I just went out of my way to try to make her life a little bit more pleasant, because she was a very negative person and I'm not. So that was another challenge for me. But so I just made it my goal to help her. And the other thing I wanted to share, I can sit and laugh at it now, I was at Walmart, and I'm walking down the aisle, and I heard somebody moaning and groaning. And I just walked on by. And I walked by and said, oh, Janine, you got to go help this person. So I walked back, and I asked this young lady, I said, Mia, are you okay? And she said, I'm in labor. This is her first child. She had no clue what was going on. And I said, well, let me call the ambulance. She said, no, I just want to go to the restroom. I said, okay, all right. So I walked her to the restroom, and of course, when we get there, there's a sign there that says, it's closed for cleaning. Well, I walked in there. I said, I'm sorry. I know you're closed, but I've got this young lady who's in labor now, and she wants to be in here. We're being in here. And then we called the ambulance and got her taken care of. But my first inclination was just to walk on by, and then I had to stop and kind of shake myself. No, you can't do that, Janine. So those are my two stories I kind of wanted to share with you.
Well, they're beautiful stories. Janine, I need to ask you a question. Are you the youngest child?
No, I'm not.
You're the oldest?
I have a younger sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting because you exhibit these youngest children typically. It's not always this way, but they'll jump in. They'll help because it's very interesting. But you were the oldest girl?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you, yes. And then you became a teacher. I love that. So you heard me say that I think teachers are going to get a high place in heaven.
Oh.
You're so lucky.
when you were saying that you were talking about nurses, I'm going, and teachers. We give a lot. Mm-hmm. And I taught at a Catholic school, so you know that our pay was really outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you definitely did it. You definitely did it because you cared about the young minds. Absolutely. But beautiful. But Janine.
And, I also thought, yes.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because one of the things I was thinking about, too, as we were talking, is that I always thought, you know, because we go through all this health care, like, you know, you need to wear gloves, you need to wear your face mask, and stuff like that. I thought, you know, if one of my kids, because they were my kids, one of my kids go down, I'm taking care of them, you know, whatever happens, you know, but so...
Well, you definitely walk the walk and talk the talk, and I think that's beautiful, and that's what God calls us all to do. And so I'm so glad you called in today and shared your experience, because I think that helps others when they're sitting there. Because actually, when people are listening to Catholic radio, Janine, they're taking it all in, they're absorbing it, and they're trying to see how it applies to their life. And so the work that we're doing here with these discussions, these conversations, it's helping other souls. You'll probably never meet these people, until the good Lord calls you home. But just know that you're having an impact. And this is for everybody from the Take-Two family. You're having an impact, definitely, and helping other souls. Janine, thank you so much in Miami, New Mexico. You're awesome. God bless you and have a beautiful Monday. I'm going to move to Jennifer from Louisiana. And Jennifer's listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
So I think one of the best and easiest ways, well, maybe not easiest, to love others and care for others is to pray for them. Mm-hmm. In those moments where somebody asks you to pray for them, stop right then and there and pray with them.
Absolutely. Okay, so you know how when people say, yeah, I'll pray for you? I love it when I talk to folks in like a grocery store or something like that, and they're not Catholic. I just love this. And they are very prayer, they love to pray. And I'll pass them and I'll say, are you a believer? And they'll say, yes, of course, I believe in Jesus. And I'll say, would you pray for me? I have this going on right now. And they will literally stop right there. And they'll say, let's pray right now. And so it's so interesting, and it's fascinating to me, and I love that and then they'll say to me, you know, thank you for trusting me with these prayers. I so agree that we as Catholic Christians, we need to, I know we're kind of trained to go to Mass, and that's when we do all of our prayers. That's typically, like Catholics, we do that. But we are called to... You're right, to stop and remember that each prayer is very, very important. Because you look at Padre Pio saying, pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers. So he was praying nonstop all day, you know, and we know that Paul in Scripture says, you know, to continuously pray. Prayer is important. And if we take it in as words, oh, pray for me, and walk away, we're going to forget. Life is going to get in the way. So I totally agree with you, Jennifer. If we stop right there and say one heartfelt Hail Mary or Our Father, we have done what we need to do. What do you say?
Absolutely. My husband does that with all of his patients. He prays with everyone who will let him.
Oh, wow. Your husband, he's a doctor?
He is. He is a doctor here in the area.
Nice. And he, if the patients allow him to pray, he will take it upon himself to actually lead the prayer?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that just feels right. Wow. Okay. That is amazing. Thank you so much. Anything else you wanted to share? We need to, and I brought that up. I did bring it up at the beginning of the show that prayer is important. If we can't actually jump in and physically help and somebody else or be a caregiver or something like that, we can pray and those prayers are effective. Anything else you wanted to share?
The only other thing I would say is that for parents, in that moment when your kid's having a difficult moment and you're having a difficult moment, have that pause, and it can be as short as Lord help me, mm-hmm. and then enter that moment with your child, because in that pause, wonders can happen. Miracles can happen.
Yeah. Amen to that. You're awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call today. We needed to have your call. It just got us centered. That is great. So thank you. I'm going to move to Patrick from Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Patrick. Hey, Patrick, are you there?
I'm there. How are you today? Happy Columbus Day, by the way, to you too, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm sure the Knights of Columbus and others are definitely remembering this day, and it's an Indigenous Peoples Day as well, and so we have a lot to really remember and celebrate. So thank you so much. Patrick, talk really loud into your speaker there.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay, perfect. I can hear you now. Go
this
right
is better.
Ahead.
Okay.
There you go.
So the reason why I'm calling, because I want a chance to talk to everybody. But I was thinking about this topic. I'm sure you're aware of the famous exorcist, Chad Ripperger. Am I saying his name correctly?
Ripperger. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I was thinking about your topic, and he said one time, I don't know if it's correct, because you do the spiritual world with on Saturday. He said, your level of charity to people will tell you where you are in the spiritual life. So you stop and think, where am I? For instance, when I'm driving in my car, and a lot of people in Buffalo, where I live in North Buffalo, they need help. I mean, there's a lot of beggars. Sometimes I'll like, do I want to help this person? Sometimes I'll immediately stop. Sometimes I'll stress and I'll go around. So it kind of wakes up, where are we with our charitable life? Mm-hmm. And it takes a stop and look, where are you? We'll tell you, where am I in the state with Jesus? And what do you think about that?
I think Father Ripperger does a fabulous job, and I would agree with that, because remember, God commands us to behave in a certain way, and when we choose to put ourselves first, right, we're stopping a lot of those graces and blessings, and we're also stopping a lot of our connection with God, and so it does kind of translate into where we are in our spiritual life. So if we stay very connected to God, look at John 15, okay, the vine and the branches. Remember, I just mentioned Carlo Acutis on his feast day was Saturday. That's what he did. He constantly stayed and stayed connected to God on a daily basis. Okay, what happens when we do that? We naturally develop spiritually. We grow closer to God. We advance. We're very much in relationship with God, and that relationship is good and holy, and that's where we need to stay. That's why we Jerry and I always say, get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace. Right? That's so important. So I do agree with that very much, because I think God is shaking his head sometimes, looking at us going, what are you doing? You're so worried about yourself. You're not seeing the bigger picture. And I think what Father Chad Ripperger is trying to get us all to see is that we must enter into this relationship with God and be very serious about it, because our soul is important, and we need to take care of it here, our own soul, but we need to take care of other souls. And that's key to having a very solid, a good relationship with God. Am I affirming what you're saying there, Patrick?
100%. That's completely. I just think there's always moments people want to do big things. I live in Buffalo, where there's a church. It's devoted to St. Teresa, the Little Flower. Mm-hmm. So I want to do huge things, but I can't all the time. The little things, you have a little moment to do an act of grace, a little moment.
Right.
So if a person needs a dollar or two there, if a person needs a hi or how are you doing today, you have to stop and do it and step out of yourself, because you see Jesus in them. And we don't do it enough. We just start this. So like, I think the caller is about 6 callers. So this world is so broken. We're like, it's my worry. I'll take care of another person. Mm-hmm. We just have to try to, because heaven is our destination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Patrick, you said something so key. that you're so right. We think we have to win God's attention with something really huge. That is not true. Look at Mother Teresa. Do small things with great love. St. Therese of Lisieux said the same thing. Okay, and you talked about my co-host on the spirit world, Adam Bly. He said during exorcism ministry work that he does on a weekly basis, when one person from their heart says the Hail Mary or the Our Father, that's when a lot of demons are released. They're taken out of the possessed individual. So one heartfelt prayer, think about that for a moment. And then even souls in purgatory, they're appearing to people, loved ones, and they're saying one mass, have one mass said for me. Okay. Something of that nature. So you're not talking these huge things we have to do for God. We just need to show up in small ways, and if we have the opportunity in big ways, but just show up for God, and God is so incredibly pleased with that. I think that is the best thing we can leave our listeners with today, Patrick. What do you think?
I think so. It's just trying to do little things well.
Yep.
Because it hit me hard yesterday. It was Hebrews. I'm not going to quote it right. You'll have God when you die. It was the second reading. You'll have to give an account of your life. I'm like, how do I do this? All I can think is I'm nothing, God. I plead to your mercy. So I just want to do little things correctly for him, and big things will come.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, that's all I can really
Amen
say.
To that.
And your program, I'll just say this, your program is so awesome.
Oh,
this network
you.
Is so awesome. We
thank
learn
you.
So much. And we just like a prayer in Buffalo, if you can. So many of our churches are closing.
Mm-hmm.
They're disappearing. They're becoming smaller. People are heartbroken. And just pray to God that more of them, in Jesus' mercy, more of them can stay.
Absolutely. We've been praying. Buffalo Diocese is in the prayer book, so just know that, okay? Thank you, Patrick. Thank you so very much. We're going to get to Amy. I'm going to squeeze you in. But Amy, I just wanted to share another on Podcast Central, the podcast Tangent. This week, Father Sam Kachuba and Matt Sparaza, they discuss the Second Vatican Council, homeschooling and clericalism. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from your friends and affiliates around the world at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Thank you again, Patrick. Don't ever, always remember, guys, we put everything in the prayer book and we constantly are praying. So we are praying for the folks in Buffalo with the church closings. Okay, we're going to get to Amy, and Amy, so kind, called back from Minnesota. I want to squeeze you in on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Amy. Take it away. You got the last couple minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call again. yeah, I'm driving in the middle of nowhere right now, other than it's Minnesota. But yeah, I love this topic, and I really appreciate you bringing it up, and especially commenting on caretakers. Mm-hmm. I have a 15-year-old son who has a lot of special health needs. And epilepsy is one of them. So he is more probably like about cognitively a 3-year-old. So I'm taking care of him. He is at school, but I'm full-time taking care of him after taking the year off. And then I also help to take care of my 95-year-old mother.
Wow.
And she's in an assisted living facility, but my son is with my husband and I. So the amount of faith and determination and prayer that it takes to be a full-time caretaker is way, way harder than anything I ever did as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Lord is with me so much, but it's just the constancy of care and the lack of sleep, and it is so important to have prayer as a caretaker. Otherwise, you could lose your faith and just mm-hmm. the world, because you don't really get time to care for
right.
yourself.
Right, but Amy, you nailed it. The Lord is so close to you, and you're tapping into our Lord, and that is a beautiful thing. So here's what the Take Two family is going to pray for you and your family, so you do get that sleep, and you do take care of yourself too, because you and your husband have to take care of yourself. So please grab those stolen moments and do that for yourself, because it's important for your son and your mother. So Amy, thank you so much for sharing. I wish we could talk longer, but you hear the music. I got to wrap up the show. Thank you to the show team, Matt and Michael and Charles, our producer. Thank you to the affiliates that carry the program. Tomorrow, guys, we're going through a lot. The world is going through a lot. You got to keep your sense of humor. So tomorrow is our best clean joke show. That's right. I expect you all to show up. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.